A Day as Someone Else. Chapter 4.
Wake up, potty pants!
Emma sat up, startled. She was greeted by a blonde young girl wearing the same school uniform as she was the day before.
I'm Courtney. I'm a prefect at the academy, meaning I'm a student in charge of overseeing discipline. Mrs. Hale has asked me to get you ready for your first day. So come on, get up.
Courtney grabbed Emma by the shoulders and made her crawl on the bed on her hands and knees. Her diaper was peeking a lot through her pajama pants, which Courtney pulled down even more in order to check them. She placed her hand on Emma's butt.
Of course you'd be wet.
What?
Now that she thought about it, it was true. Her diaper felt all cold and clammy. She had a bedwetting accident. It was the first time in over a year. Emma used to be a bedwetter when she was young, and while she did have a relapse a year prior, she hadn't thought it would ever happen to her again. It must have been the stress, the humiliation, or the sedative she was given, perhaps. It did make her more sleepy than usual.
Why is it always me who has to deal with the babies? Come on, let's get you changed.
She produced another huge pink diaper, as thick as the one Emma was already wearing. Maybe even thicker.
No, please, I don't need those. I mean, I don't need them during the day, at least.
No, I'm told you came in wearing pull-ups yesterday, didn't you? And didn't you have an accident in those same pull-ups?
Emma was speechless. She did, in fact, arrive at the academy in a pair of pull-ups, but that was because she was headed to the Comic-Con, dressed as a manga character. She also did have an accident, but that was because she got locked in the nursery. The whole thing was a misunderstanding, but Courtney wouldn't hear any of that.
Then let me wear pull-ups at least. Not the diaper, please. Everyone will see it.
Everyone already knows you wear diapers, silly. We saw you coming in yesterday. Plus, I didn't bring any pull-ups with me. This is all I have. I'm not going back to the nursery just so you can wear a different type of diaper, okay?
This is ridiculous.
Emma looked at her with puppy dog eyes, trying to get the prefect to help her out. The girl must have been 18 years old, but somehow she felt like she had authority over her. Maybe it was due to the fact that she was lying on a bed wearing nothing but a pajama shirt and a soaking wet diaper, which did make her feel younger all of a sudden.
Look, if you keep your diaper dry today, maybe I'll consider going by the nursery tonight to borrow a few pull-ups for you so you can wear one tomorrow. I doubt Mrs. Hale will allow you to wear anything else, so that's all I can do.
That won't be necessary. I'm leaving today.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Now make it easy for me, and I'll make it easy for you. Have you worn one of those before?
She held up the pink diaper. Emma shook her head, looking at the folded garment with apprehension.
Right. I'll help you put it on, then. It's easier when someone else does it for you. I've got a bit of experience with those. They're popular as punishment here. Although, usually on younger students. How old are you to still pee your pants like that?
I'm 21 years old and I'm not a student. You need to help me, Courtney. They took me here by force.
Yeah, same. I arrived 3 years ago. I was an addict before. My parents signed me up, and here I am. You'll see. Once you realize that all they want is for you to submit and comply, it gets way easier.
You don't understand. I don't belong here. They think I'm someone else.
Look, I'm not looking for trouble, okay? All I want is to serve my last few weeks here in peace. Then I'm out. So don't bring me in your shit. I don't want anything to do with it. Make it easy for me, and I'll make it easy for you. Cross me, and you'll see how hard I can make your life here.
Emma became silent. She wouldn't get any help from this one. Understandably, what would she have done in her shoes? She lied on her back and let Courtney do what she had to. The young girl expertly removed her wet diaper, cleaned her up with wipes, powdered her bottom, and slid the new diaper under it. She then taped it up on her crotch. The whole process was very humiliating for Emma, who was trying to think about something else. Fortunately, there was no one around, and Courtney did it in a professional manner. Obviously, Emma's diaper had to peek out under the uniform skirt she was given, completing her toddler look. She wanted to look like Nozomi for the Comic-Con, but now she did more than ever.
All set. You can go to class now.
What? I thought I was meeting Mrs. Hale in her office. I need to see her. She said my parents are coming to register me, but they need to see that it's me. It's not their daughter.
Slow down there. Your parents are coming over at some point today. You'll be called to the principal's office when they're here. Don't worry. Until then, there's no exception. All students must attend their classes. Come on, I'll show you the way.
Emma felt trapped. As she walked down the school's hallways, she realized all the windows were barred. The doors had locks, and there was security patrolling the school. She wouldn't be able to escape easily. Plus, if she tried, she knew the consequences would probably be terrible. She had to reason with Mrs. Hale. Her only chance was for the real student's parents to come and confirm she wasn't their daughter.
Here you go. You're a bit late, but that's expected on the first day. The sedative makes you sleep longer. Your teacher is Mrs. Crumb. Try not to get into trouble with her, okay? Good luck!
Courtney opened the door and pushed her in. The whole class turned their heads to look at her.
And you are?
My name is Emma.
Late.
Courtney said it was okay because first day and...
Expected, yes. Okay. No. What took you so long?
I think she needed a change, miss.
The whole class burst into laughter. Emma felt her stomach knotting and her cheeks reddening.
Quiet. I see.
She walked over to Emma and used her long ruler to lift up the back of her skirt a bit, exposing the already peeking pink diaper Emma wore under it.
Don't expect any special treatment because of these, Miss Emma. Bathroom access is a privilege for everyone in this room, and I won't make an exception for you. Is that clear?
Yes, miss.
Good. Now take a seat.
Emma walked down the aisle between the desks, shamefully, as her diaper crinkled loudly at her every step. Surrounded by pairs of eyes judging her, she sat down at an empty desk next to a pretty brunette who looked at her with disgust. As soon as Emma was seated, the brunette raised her hand.
Mrs. Crumb, could the new girl sit somewhere else? I don't want to smell her if she poops in her diaper.
The class was roaring again, even louder than before. Emma's cheeks were burning red. She wanted to disappear under the floor.
Amanda, if she does, you'll have the privilege of changing her. I'm assigning her to you as of now.
What? That's so unfair. I didn't...
Silence. Or would you want somebody else to be in charge of both of you? Maybe a few days in diapers would teach you to be more helpful and polite, don't you think?
I apologize, Mrs. Crumb. It will be my distinct honor to take care of this new student. I will change her whenever she needs it.
Good. Now back to our topic of the day. Propaganda during the Nazi era. The genius of Joseph Goebbels.
Amanda looked at Emma with a crooked smile and hatred in her eyes.
First day of school, and I'm already making friends,
she thought.